Welcome to The Takeaway. I'm Janae Pierre, in for Melissa Harris-Perry.
I shall transform your simple frock into a magnificent ball gown. Ball gown! Ball gown. Is this on? Honey, do you want me to try?
Ooh, no, no.
Just wear the frock. It's pretty.
If you went to watch Wicked on Broadway this year, you probably witnessed the spellbinding performance of Brittany Johnson, who plays Glinda, the Good Witch. Last year, around this time, Brittany made history as the first Black woman in that role. And a year later, Brittany and Glinda are still
popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper ploys when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular.
Now you've been playing the role for a bit. How do those very first times playing her feel like now?
Oh my goodness, that's a great question. So I've been playing the role now for almost a year to the date. And, you know, my character has grown so much over the last year, partly, I think, because I've grown as a person over the last year. But my understanding of her growth and her depth, all of her nuance, all of those things have become more intricate and have added to how I play her.
Tell me a bit about Glinda. Who is she?
Glinda is a whirlwind. She starts off as kind of a naive, somewhat selfish young woman who, honestly, I do believe is doing her best in the world. And her best is to try to make sure that she is getting ahead, not in any kind of malicious way where she, you know, is trying to step on people to get ahead, just that her belief, her values at the beginning of the show are whatever can uplift me is what is good. And her values change throughout the show to prioritize friendships and to prioritize the well-being of the people that she loves, to realize that what is in her best interest isn't necessarily in the best interest of those around her. Mm-hmm. And she experiences great loss and guilt as a result of that loss and has to bolster herself through all of that grief and through all of that loss to then be a leader for the people of Oz. And it is, I mean, her story, truly, her character arc is so intense when you really take the time to look at it. It's very intense.
Yeah. You started our conversation off talking about how you've grown with the character. Talk about how Glinda has changed over time as you've played her.
I mean, hopefully all of us change every day. We're influenced by the things in our world that happen. We're changed by them. And sometimes we're changed for good. However you want to see that word good, if it's changed for, you know, the better, if it's changed permanently. And I think, especially post-pandemic, our world is so different and the ways that we interact with each other is so different. And so even on that level, my portrayal of her has changed. Hmm. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I want to go back, though. You talked about the pandemic. I mean, Broadway was gone for a long time. How did you spend those moments not on stage?
That was a really tough time for a lot of artists because there was no work for us. You know, you could try to do theater via Zoom, but it probably isn't very good. So it was really tough. And I spent a lot of the pandemic teaching. Mm-hmm. And it kept me connected to my artistry and kept me feeling like I was giving back to the community and keeping people excited to remember that they're still artists.
Yeah.
And even if they can't perform maybe in front of people live, that performance and art should still be an important part of your everyday life, especially when you're an artist. When you're an artist, whether or not you're doing it as a professional or not.
Okay, quick intermission here. More with Brittany Johnson on The Takeaway right after this.
WNYC Studios is supported by Rocket Money. Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/WNYC. That's rocketmoney.com/WNYC.
On this week's On the Media, what happened to the offbeat, irreverent, speaking truth to power alt weeklies that used to populate newsstands across the country?
The Voice was their guide to life from people who cared about what they were covering with such intensity that there were fistfights and brawls inside the paper. That's gone.
The end of an era on this week's On the Media from WNYC. Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with Brittany Johnson, who made history as the first Black woman to play the title role of Glinda in Wicked on Broadway. I want to go back to the beginning for you, at least. What was the first Broadway show you saw that made you feel like, wow, this is for me, I want to do this?
The first show that I saw on Broadway, actually in New York on Broadway, was 110 in the Shade with Audra McDonald. Mm-hmm. And the entire cast, I mean, it was a brilliant show, first of all. It was amazing to see kind of an older classic musical. I didn't really have a breadth of knowledge about musical theater at the time. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went in blind. I really liked Audra McDonald. My mom and I are pretty obsessed with Audra McDonald. And so we wanted to see her on Broadway. So because it was my first show, I didn't really have a lot of context for what casts usually look like. And that cast was completely mixed up. It was like multicultural, diverse. And because it was my first show, I didn't really think anything of that, except that I loved seeing somebody who looked like me play a title character, and her voice. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you've ever heard Audra McDonald sing.
Oh, yes,
but
absolutely. It's
like angels singing. And so to hear somebody singing, and especially a Black woman singing in a way that I felt my voice lent itself more to, at least comfortably. You know, I can sing in all different kinds of styles, mm-hmm. but I really had never been asked to sing that way. And it was encouraging for me to see someone like Audra McDonald on Broadway leading a show, able to sing like that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I understand that February 14th has historically been an incredibly good day for you.
It has.
Tell me why.
Oh, my God. Well, February 14th was my debut day as Glinda when I took over full time.
Okay, yeah.
14th was also the day that I played Anne Fontaine on the same day when I was in Les Mis on Broadway.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say something about some handsome man, but your Valentine's days are great.
Well, I don't know. Valentine's Day is yet to come. We'll see what happens.
Nice.
Last year when I made my debut, the theater truly, I mean, it felt like it was full of love, not because of Valentine's Day, but just because I felt so supported. It felt like there were so many people in the audience who were just excited to be there and excited to witness history and to support me on that journey. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I still remember it vividly.
Brittany Johnson, Broadway actor, artist, and the first Black woman to play the title role of Glinda in Wicked. Brittany, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.